This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law is the aforementioned Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. And now, as of today, our guy Charlie Usen has come up with new graphics for those of you that join us on the phone. So before the phone graphic, you could only see a little tiny circular picture of Drew Wagner. Not anymore, baby. Now it's half the screen on YouTube seeing Andrew Wagner's mug. So if you're looking, Andrew Wagner is available. I think he
You can see it on YouTube. You can see it on your local mailbox wanted wall. Like, my mug is everywhere, baby.
It really is. And I appreciate you coming on each and every day. Let's talk about what happened yesterday at Wrigley Field with this Brewers team. They lose a couple of games. Obviously, Brewers fans on social media now melting down. Oh, here we go. We're going to revert back to where we were before and so forth. I looked at those two games yesterday, and we saw it in game one. We saw it again in game two, just not coming up with a big hits with runners on base like they had been doing so much during that streak.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it is. Like, you're going to have a bad day in the course of 162. And listen, it was kind of a messed up day to start with. You know, you're running on fumes. It was a goofy day on Monday. It was uncertain Monday night. You're not expecting to come and have to play two. You go out there and you play okay in game one. You know, you almost pull it off. One bad pitch from Miller kind of changes the game there. In game two, you just ran into a really good pitcher. I mean, it's going to happen over the course of 162 games. No matter how hard you are, no matter how many you've rattled off in a row, you're due to have a bad game every now and then. The sky is not falling. The season's not over. And hey, if you think it's over, spring training starts in 173 days. Go watch the Packers, and we'll see you in Maryville.
You know, that's the one thing, too, about this Brewers team and kind of where we're at. We got Pat Murphy talking about, you know, the Brewers, you know, being the underdogs, you know, or the Cubs not being the underdogs in this situation.
Are they the underdogs? Seriously? They're the underdogs in this series? Look at the lineups. No way. They got all-stars. They got MVP candidates. They got guys. I mean, there's no – is there a rookie? Oh, Shaw's a rookie, right?
Casey's playing the first game.
Yeah, but he's played like 12 games. I mean, you got veterans. You got Gold Gloves winner. You got world champions. You got – I mean, what don't they have?
So we were asking before in the first segment of this hour, can you really be an underdog when you are the best team in baseball and have been for some time?
Yeah, and if you don't believe me, look no further than Brewers Twitter. I mean, when half of your own damn fan base expects you to lose every game and doesn't have any faith that you can keep winning or keep it up or this and that, or loses their mind after every loss, I mean, yeah, I think they're the underdog.
Oh, they're
the
not.
The national media writes them off as a fluke and they can't sustain this. The local fan base is convinced every day that the meltdown is right around the corner. Like, no one expects them to win. Even when they are winning, everyone is expecting for the sky to fall and the shoe to drop.
Okay, like, so first
I
of all,
think from that perspective, they are an underdog.
Okay, let's take this one piece at a time that you just said. Yes, the fan base is nuts. Okay, fine, I agree with you on that. But we're all nuts for every fan base, no matter who you're a fan of. All fans are crazy. So let's get past that. The second part of this, what you said, is that the national media doesn't buy. Ken Rosenthal just wrote a whole piece on how every team should aspire to play baseball the way the Brewers play baseball. Charlie will attest to this because we play sound from MLB Network almost every day. They're glossing the Brewers about how great they're doing. They're having all these different guys on and everything else. I mean, there's no way. The Brewers right now are the hunted. When the Brewers roll into town or a team comes to Milwaukee, their target is on their back to knock off its best team in baseball. There is no way they are an underdog at this point.
I mean, I agree with you in that perspective. Also, kudos to using glossing.
Yeah,
you've been hanging around some millennials there.
Yeah.
Charlie's lessons are paying off.
Little by
if
little.
You start dropping vibes.
No.
Start dropping vibes, I'm going to be confused.
No, I don't think I'll do that, no.
No, I mean, yeah, MLB Network has been on. Listen, everyone's on the bandwagon. I get that. But everyone is still expecting these guys to crash out. Another millennial term.
Mm-hmm.
I understand both sides of the argument. But I think right now, if you look at the general narrative against the Brewers, it's how are they doing this? How long can it last? Is it sustainable? They don't have this. They don't have that. You know, it's a good story right now, but come October, it's going to be the big boys. I think from that perspective, I think they're underdogs because no one has faith that they're going to do what they're trying to do.
Let's take it to next year because I'm curious what it's going to be next year with Murphy. So last year it was nobody believes in us, nobody thought we'd be any good, and here we are, right? And you win 10 games. Okay, fine. Now there's expectations on you, and now all these young guys are playing, and now it's nobody knows who we are, we're the average Joes, we're the underdogs. Okay, fine. A majority of this roster is under contract for at least 2 more years outside of for Freddie Peralta. You can't use the same narrative of nobody knows who we are, we're the average dogs. Like, that all goes away after this year. So what then becomes the spin to motivate people next year?
I don't know, but you don't have to worry about that for, well, another 173 days because you got some stuff right in front of you that you kind of have to deal with first. You know, next year's narrative, that'll take care of itself. Right now, they got their other things to worry about, you know. The narrative in the future is probably the furthest thing from anyone's mind.
If I gave you 2 baseball teams, I'm going to ask Charlie the same question because Charlie's the Cubs fan, obviously. If I gave you 2 baseball teams, the exact same rosters, and said, go play, who would you rather have, the Trader or Pat Murphy coaching that team, managing that team for a year?
Oh, no doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But I would take Pat Murphy. I mean, just personally, from a human being standpoint, Pat Murphy, counsel's he's a jerk. I never thought he was that good of a manager. I thought Craig Counsell, listen, Craig Counsell posted here because he got, you ever, we go back, this is the argument about the book Moneyball when it came out. Michael Lewis is a great author, was a great book, the movie was okay. But what the book and the movie both gloss over was that for all the analytics and this and that and all of the feel-good story, they had three of the best pitchers in baseball on that Moneyball
Hudson,
team.
Hudson, Mulder.
And Vito, Hudson, and Mulder, right? Counsell had the same thing. He had three of the best pitchers in baseball in Burns, Peralta, and Woodruff. He also had the best closer and bullpen in baseball, which made up and hid a lot of the shortcomings of that team and glossed over a lot of his poor decisions as a manager. But he's a guy that played strictly by the numbers. He also got away with the fact that he was the hometown boy. He got a lot of coverage for that. He got a lot of coverage because it's a small market. They don't have a big payroll. He got away with a lot of stuff here. Now he's in a market where there's actual realistic World Series expectations. There's money and a budget and payroll. And granted, Cubs fans think they should be spending more. But he was brought here because he could, quote-unquote, do less with more. And the thought was, give him an unlimited payroll and this and that, and they're going to be off and running. And they're not.
Murphy, they're the second-best run differential in baseball. Let's not act like the Cubs are in the basement.
No, but listen, they're also still, seven games behind them? They're 17 games behind the Brewers in the year and three quarters that Counsell's been the manager.
Right.
And arguably, he's had more to work with. He's had better talent. It's inexcusable that he's not had his team ready. If he's the guy that's supposed to be the quote-unquote best manager in baseball and the paycheck revealed as such, I'll take Pat Murphy any day of the week, even with his questionable bullpen decisions. And if only for the fact that he's not a jerk and a bully like Counsell is.
He is Andrew Wagner, former Sports Brewers writer, going inside the clubhouse here. Brought to you by Focus Baseball on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fence. Sparky with you. Charlie Usen, my producer, other side of the glass, Cubs fan, not because of his own doing. His dad was brainwashing him as a child. But you also have said earlier in the last couple of weeks that you're all in kind of on the Brewers at this point and not even as concerned about the Cubs going forward. Your thought on asking you two same rosters, who would you rather have managing those rosters?
Pat Murphy all day, every day. Like, it's not even close. Craig Counsell, I think, statistically, again, you got to give him respect for what he did with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep.
At the same time, kind of what Drew's saying here, Pat Murphy is just so much more relatable for this city, for the people that are watching this Brewers team. I want to listen to Pat Murphy talk every single day. I didn't want to listen to Craig Counsell talk. There was a lot of in there that everybody always gets on him about.
Yep.
And it's also really kind of annoying. I don't always want to listen to Matt LaFleur talk because it's kind of the same way. It's just like sometimes he gives annoying answers. Pat Murphy has me locked in all the time, and I appreciate that. He also has his players locked in all the time, and I think they appreciate that.
You think there was always a buy-in? Because to me, again, outsider looking in, Mr. Wagner, it felt like not every year, but a lot of the years, Counsell did have his guys pulling the rope in the same direction for the Brewers.
Yeah. I mean, he talked a lot about being a good teammate and staying connected and all that stuff. But listen, you talk to some of these young guys that are the core of the Brewers now, and they'll tell you off the record that, you know, Counsell wasn't exactly the most personable guy, especially with a lot of the young guys that come up. You know, I've had one player tell me that sometimes he didn't know if the manager knew his name.
That's no different than the quarterback knowing your name in Green Bay for 30 years. So, yeah.
You know, I think Counsell's probably a great guy for a team of proven vets.
Right.
I don't buy into the fact that he's great with a bunch of young, hungry players. I think there's something about Murphy's, to paraphrase Tommy Pham, tough guy, U-Rob BS, that I think just works with a bunch of guys that haven't accomplished anything and kind of get overlooked.
I'll argue that I don't think the Brewers believed in Pat Murphy. Because the reason I think, again, I got no inside knowledge. I'm just telling you what I think. I think the reason they put Ricky Weeks in that position and made up that title for him was because they thought there was going to be a couple of down years, but we'll let Pat Murphy do it, and then we'll transition to Ricky, and he'll grow with these young guys as a manager and take you to the next level like Council did. And all of a sudden, Pat Murphy is winning big time these first 2 years when I don't think anybody over there thought that was going to happen.
I don't disagree with you one bit. One thing I will say is, from everything that I've heard and everyone that I've talked to, is this wasn't the Brewers doing to give Ricky that title. That was Murph's doing to give Ricky that title. I don't know how much goes into it or whatever. And I think it's worth noting that, and I'm as shocked as anybody, because I mean, I've covered this guy since he was drafted. No one saw Ricky Weeks' future manager coming.
Not me.
No one saw Ricky Weeks' coach coming.
Nope.
But the guys rave about him. They absolutely love him. And I think him and Murph work well together. They have a good tandem. They're a good pair. I don't know how long this situation's going to last. I don't know what the future holds. But I agree with you. I don't think Murphy was on the radar. And we've heard Matt Kimes say it was a courtesy interview. And they were kind of mind blown. So I think putting Ricky in there, the thought was to groom him to be the eventual successor. I don't think anybody saw the last 2 years coming.
I'll be honest with you. When you go back to those teams, the one guy that I thought would be a manager at some point, and because he's a catcher, right, they all end up becoming managers or something, I really thought Jason Kendall would be a guy that would end up being a skipper somewhere in Major League Baseball and just never went down that path of coaching for whatever the reason. But no, I agree with you. I never thought Ricky Weeks would be a manager either. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Catch him coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. He'll get you the latest from Pat Murphy from before today's game as well. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He's been putting up videos now from the locker room and stuff in the clubhouse. Amazing stuff as always. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much.
Yes, I really am quite something, Sparky. Thank you for recognizing that.
Yes, I tell you all the time you are. I just don't think you should be playing softball at your age. That's all. That's fine.
Hey, they won their last game of the season last night. No surprise. It's when I wasn't there. So
that's good, though, because then you couldn't get hurt.
Jackson Chourio effect.
Jackson Chourio effect.
That's right.
That's right. See, there you go. Charlie, way to spin a positive into that. Mr. Wagner, thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.